Well, Dick, as I mentioned, you know, the Web.com Tour Finals, you know, a week ago we were looking at Adam Svensson, for example, who tied for fifth in the previous tournament at the Albertsons Boise Open. Tied for fifth, and he looked like he was pretty close to if not actually getting his card for next year on the PGA Tour. But he dropped, he missed a cut at the DAP this week. And he's down to 17th, so that just goes to show you how quickly he can go up and how quickly he can go down on these standings, and everyone trying to get into the top 25, obviously.
Absolutely. You know, when you're, again, here we are speaking of results and projecting in the future what Adam Svensson is going to do, and earlier in the week it was assumed that, you know, he was going to continue playing well, but he missed the cut. He did lose 10 spots. He went from 7th to 17th.
Right.
And now it's, you know, he's probably feeling the heat. He's going to have to, you know, stop thinking about the result if that's in fact what he's doing, but and perform. The ball is in his court, and if he doesn't perform, he's going to run the risk of missing. And if he does perform, he can absolutely lock up that spot with one event to go. So, you know, it's going to be fascinating to watch. And this is the pressure that these guys are under.
Yeah.
And it's not easy. It's going to be, it's difficult, and it's going to be fascinating to watch.
Well, it's difficult for someone to, who's never been in that position, to really kind of understand what's going through in someone's mind, you know, in a situation like that. You know, I mean, you know, if we're just regular golfers, I mean, we don't face that kind of pressure all the time like these guys do. But I mean, you look at the way he played last week when he tied for fifth, and you wonder, you know, how do you not do it, you know, the next week, you know, and it's so hard to predict, isn't it?
Well, it's really easy actually and it's just basically how you use your mind. If you start to think about results, then it just changes. It turns the switch on to anxiety.
Right.
And we don't know again what Svensson, why he missed the cut.
Sure.
But
sure.
There's a big difference. And you know, any time if you start to get ahead of yourself, that's when you know anxiety comes up. And you know, you want to be able to stay present, and you know, we'll look at Corey Connors. He, you know, he's a guy this week who played really well. He finished tied for 11th.
Yeah,
he went from 18th and improved his position to 11th on the final. So
yeah,
he's in a good position. But you know, the important thing is that you just continue on. You stay present. You stay in the moment, and you let your performance do the speaking. And then you add it up at the end, and if you take care of business, which is your ability to perform, then you alleviate the pressure of thinking at getting too far ahead of yourself.
You know, it's funny, we always think of those terms as cliches, but really, I mean, at this time of the year, this is where they really start to illustrate themselves, doesn't it?
Yeah, and if you're trying to be a professional golfer, or if you're take golf seriously,
right?
You have to prepare to expect to be in these very difficult situations. So you have to condition yourself to have a routine,
right,
and a thought-specific routine, or else once you get there, it'll collapse.
Right.
And that's what experience is. When you see these veteran players, Jack Nicklaus, Lee Trevino, you know, all these players that have been able to have long careers, they've learned how to do this in one way or another, and it's important to do it if you want to be successful.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of elevators going up and down as far as the top 25 go on the money list. Guy on the way down, unfortunately, was Roger Sloan. He finished with a 73 today, shot a 74 on Saturday. This was after opening with a 66. Now he's fallen out of the top 25 into 27th.
Yes, and when, you know, Roger this past week, you know, or between the tournament of last week and this one, you know, he flew back down to Houston.
Exactly.
At the birth of his daughter, which is pretty remarkable. Opened up with a 66 and everything in a 70, and then, you know, possibly there's some time he's thinking about it and he started to slip again. But again, what the bottom line comes down with Roger or all these guys, I mean, we got David Hearn in this position as well, that there's one tournament left, and you don't like being cornered, because if you don't have that proper mindset, it's going to make it worse. So the pressure's on these guys. They're going to have to perform if they expect to get their PGA Tour card. Right. So, you know, we get to watch next week and see what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, you know, you mentioned Roger Sloan going down. Obviously, he also was dealing, you know, with the hurricane that went through Houston,
right,
which is where he lives. You know, plus he had the, you know, his daughter was on the way at the time, so he had a whole lot of things on his mind. Another guy who had to deal with the hurricane, luckily it wasn't too bad, was David Hearn, and you had mentioned David earlier. Coming in, I mean, he took the first event of the Web.com finals off, obviously, to move his family down there, and then he had to get them out, obviously, with Hurricane Irma approaching. He went in, but you'd still think that David would have a chance of getting in. So far, he's having a struggle out there.
Yeah, and it was important. I mean, as we talked about earlier, that David not choosing not to play for whatever reasons. You know, he basically is spotting the field at 25% head start, which is, you know, that's a big wow right there.
Right.
And it puts more pressure on him to get into the second tournament, perform, and he made the cut, made a couple thousand bucks.
Right.
And in this event, he misses the cut, which really puts him into a bind. But, you know, David's got a healthy approach. Mm-hmm. He's always had a good head on his shoulders.
Sure.
You know, he's going to be, I think he can deal with it better than most people. In a worst case scenario, I think David is prepared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he will get chances next year. If he were not to make the top 25, he'll get into 15, 18 events. We all know that Brad Pritch got into 18 this past year in a category that's ahead of what Hearn is going to be if he doesn't make the top 25.
Sure.
You know, and we'll see. But at that point, David's not going to be able to, you know, pick and choose. He's not going to go when he's going to not going to know when he's going to play, and he's going to have to be ready. So he's going to have to come out firing on the blocks, which is a little different than his nature. He's not a fiery guy. He's more of a plotter that once he gets momentum, he's able to ride it and capitalize on it. So it'll be interesting to watch what happens what happens in the next season.
Well, you mentioned, you know, the momentum he gets on. I guess there's nothing better than a couple of years ago when he was in contention at the Canadian Open, and that was right just a couple of weeks after he lost in a playoff at the Greenbrier.
Right. So, you know, he's got that, you know, that slow but steady, like he's like a big ship.
Yeah.
It's very stable.
Yeah.
And once he gets up to speed, he's very good.
Yeah.
But it's going to change for him right now if he doesn't, you know, have a remarkable event in the last event next week. He's not going to have the opportunity to play in a bunch of tournaments to get up that head of speed and to set his course.
Right.
He's going to have to come out fast. He's going to have to strike.
Yeah.
Well, he may not even get in the next week, and he's going to have to deal with a different situation.
Okay. I mean, I know talking to him before. I talked with him before he went into Boise, and you're right. I mean, he did seem to have a good attitude. I mean, you know, he had every right, I guess, to be disappointed. He missed the FedEx Cup playoffs only by 3 points or by 3 spots. And yet he seemed to have a very good attitude towards it. He was just willing to go out and, you know, do what he had to do was basically his approach.
Well, yeah, he has his priorities straight. It's family. Mm-hmm. You know, he's made a lot of money.
Yeah.
He knows this isn't going to freak him out. At all.
Yeah.
He'll start to do something about his performance, and I think he'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, what you really want to worry about is these young kids who don't have that maturity or don't have that experience that David has, and you know, they put everything on the line, and you know, these situations are catastrophic one way or another, and you know, it's really important to learn and to do what, you know, to be more like David Hearn and get a little more stable in your thoughts and how you live.
Yeah.
Those are the things that really make you a better player.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because when I was talking to David, I said, you know, this is David Hearn, the rookie that I used to know, now talking like a veteran. He wasn't quite sure how to take it. I said, Dave, I actually mean that quite complimentary. You know, it's, you know, you are handling it very well, and I think that's probably the attitude he takes into this week.
Yeah, absolutely. And anyone who knows David knows that he's, first of all, he's a class person. He doesn't panic.
Yeah.
You know, he never did. He's a cautious, you know, very stabilized individual. So, you know, he'll deal with it. And I think, you know, he's certainly not done by any means. And but I think this will be a test, and it'll test his adversity. And and he'll probably have to make some changes to, you know, to get out there and take it. You know, like take these championships rather than wait for them to come to him.
Sure.
He's got to go say, you know, this is my tournament. Get out there and go win one.
You know what? I'm finding, watching the web.com finals, I'm just finding that there's a lot of excitement there that I'm really enjoying watching. I mean, almost as much as I was watching the Tour Championship on the PGA Tour.
I did too. I'm with you, Hutch. I mean, quite frankly, you know, money is money. These guys on the PGA Tour, particularly at the top, you know, what does $10 million really mean to them? It really doesn't mean a lot. It's not going to change their life, even though it'll change Xander Schauffele's life, no doubt.
Sure.
But, you know, these are life-changing events on the web.com tour level. These guys are trying to get to the PGA Tour. They're trying to get their card back in those who have lost them. And this, you know, the drama of it is, in my opinion, a lot more compelling than trying to win $10 million for guys who already make tens of millions.
Yeah, I mean, I look back a couple of years ago when Brad Fritsch actually is, you know, he I think he had missed a cut on the first three events of the web.com Tour Finals, and he ended up finishing second. He ended up getting his card. So
exactly. So, you know, what motivates people? It's fascinating because we get a little bit of a look into their soul when they're confronted with these, you know, very pressure, high pressure situations, and you know, it's that's what makes it so fascinating to watch.
We may see it on a grander stage not too far down the road.
Absolutely. And you know, I mean, gosh, I mean, look at Xander Schauffele. He won 149,000 on the web.com tour last year. Now he won the tour championship, and he had a payday today with 3.5 million. Pretty exciting and pretty inspiring stuff for all the web.com tour players.
Well, I'll take a payday like that anytime.
So would I.
Speaking of grander stages, let's come back and do another one this week. I'm really putting you to work this week. Let's talk about the President's Cup.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. It'll be exciting. These guys are going to be tired, but adrenaline will pump in, particularly if it gets really close, and let's hope it's dramatic itself.
Okay, let's come back and talk about that.
Thank you, Hutch.